Blessed Joseph Gregory, the secret of his strength and dedication, says Pope, was intimacy with Jesus. Resuming the cycle of catechesis at the general audience. In his address in Italian, the Pope, resuming the cycle of catechesis passion for evangelization, the apostolic zeal of the believer, focused his meditation on the theme, Blessed Jose Gregorio Hernandez Cisneros, Doctor of the Poor and Apostle of Peace, reading, 1 TM 2:1-4. After summarizing his catechesis in the different languages, the Holy Father addressed special expressions of greeting to the faithful present. He then made an appeal and invitation to prayer for the people of Libya and Morocco. The general audience concluded with the recitation of the Pater Noster and the Apostolic Blessing. Catechesis. Passion for Evangelization, the Apostolic Zeal of the Believer. 20. Blessed Jose Gregorio Hernandez Cisneros, Doctor of the Poor and Apostle of Peace. Catechesis of the Holy Father. Catechesis. The Passion for Evangelization, the Apostolic Zeal of the Believer. 20. Blessed Jose Gregorio Hernandez Cisneros, Doctor of the Poor and Apostle of Peace. Dear brothers and sisters, good morning. In our catechesis, we continue to meet passionate witnesses to the proclamation of the gospel. Let us recall that this is a series of catechesis on apostolic zeal, on the will and even the interior ardor to carry forward the gospel. Today we go to Latin America, specifically to Venezuela, to get to know the figure of a layman, Blessed Jose Gregorio Hernandez Cisneros. He was born in 1864 and learned the faith above all from his mother, as he recounted, "My mother taught me virtue from the cradle, made me grow in the knowledge of God, and gave me charity as my guide." Let's be attentive, it is the moms who pass on the faith. The faith is passed on in dialect, that is, the language of moms, that dialect that moms know to speak with their children. And to you moms, be diligent in passing on the faith in that maternal dialect. Truly, charity was the North Star that oriented the existence of Blessed Jose Gregorio, a good and sunny person with a cheerful disposition. He was endowed with a marked intelligence. He became a doctor, university professor, and scientist, but he was first and foremost a doctor close to the weakest, so much so that he was known in his homeland as the doctor of the poor. He cared for the poor always. To the riches of money, he preferred the riches of the gospel, spending his existence to aid the needy. In the poor, the sick, the migrants, the suffering, Jose Gregorio saw Jesus. The success he never sought in the world he received, and continues to receive, from the people, who call him Saint of the People, Apostle of Charity, Missionary of Hope. Beautiful names, Saint of the People, Apostle of the People, Missionary of Hope. Jose Gregorio was a humble man, kind, and helpful man. And at the same time, he was driven by an inner fire, a desire to live in the service of God and neighbor. Driven by this ardor, he tried several times to become a religious and a priest, but various health problems prevented him from doing so. Physical frailty did not, however, lead him to close in on himself, but to become a doctor who was even more sensitive to the needs of others. He clung to Providence and, forged in his soul, went ever more toward what was essential. This is apostolic zeal. It does not follow one's own aspirations, but openness to God's designs. And so the blessed understood that, through caring for the sick, he would put God's will into practice, comforting the suffering, giving hope to the poor, witnessing to the faith, not in words, but by example. So, by way of this interior path, he came to accept medicine as a priesthood, the priesthood of human pain, M. Yeber, Jose Gregorio Hernandez, Medico de los Pobres, Apostle de la Justicia Social, Misionero de las Esperanzas, 2004, 107. How important it is not to suffer things passively, but, as Scripture says, to do everything in a good spirit, to serve the Lord, cf. Colossians 3 verse 23. But let us ask ourselves, though, where did Jose Gregorio get all this enthusiasm, all this zeal? It came from a certainty and a strength. The certainty was God's grace. He wrote that if there are good and bad people in the world, the bad are such because they themselves have become bad, but the good are such with God's help, May 27, 1914. And he considered himself first of all to be in need of grace. begging on the streets and in dire need of the love. And this was the strength he drew on, intimacy with God. He was a man of prayer, this is the grace of God and the intimacy with the Lord. He was a man of prayer who participated at Massachusetts. And in contact with Jesus, who offers himself on the altar for all, Jose Gregory felt called to offer his life for peace. The First World War was underway. So, we come to June 29, 1919, a friend comes to visit him and finds him very happy. Jose Gregorio has indeed learned that the treaty ending the war has been signed, his offering has been accepted, and it is as if he foresees that his work on earth is done. That morning, as usual, he had been at Mass, and now he goes down the street to bring medicine to a sick person. But as he crosses the road, he is hit by a vehicle, taken to the hospital, he dies pronouncing the name of Our Lady. So, his earthly journey ends on a road while doing a work of mercy, and in a hospital, where he had made his work a masterpiece, as a doctor. Brothers, sisters, in the presence of this witness, let us ask ourselves, do I, faced with God present in the poor near me, faced with those in the world who suffer the most, how do I react? And the example of Jose Gregorio, how does it affect me? He spurs us to engagement in the face of the great social, economic, and political issues of today. So many people talk about it, so many complain about it, so many criticize and say that everything is going wrong. But that's not what the Christian is called to do. Instead, he is called to deal with it, to get his or her hands dirty, first of all, as St. Paul told us, to pray, cf 1 Tim 2:1-4, and then not to engage in idle chattering. Idle chatter is a plague, but to promote good, and to build peace and justice in truth. This, too, is apostolic zeal, it is the proclamation of the gospel, and this is Christian beatitude, blessed are the peacemakers, Mt. 5:9. Let us go forward along the path of blessed Jose Gregorio, a layman, a doctor, a man of daily work whom apostolic zeal drove to live performing charity throughout his whole life. Special greetings. I extend a warm welcome to the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors taking part in today's audience, especially the groups from England, Scotland, the Netherlands, Senegal, Korea, Malaysia, the Philippines, and the United States of America. Upon you and your families, I invoke the joy and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Appeal. My thoughts go to the people of Libya, hard hit by violent rains that have caused flooding and inundation, causing numerous deaths and injuries, as well as extensive damage. I invite you to join my prayer for those who have lost their lives, their families, and the displaced. Please do not fail in our solidarity with these brothers and sisters tried so hard by this calamity. And my thoughts also go out to the noble Moroccan people who have suffered these movements of the earth, these earthquakes. Let us pray for Morocco, let us pray for the inhabitants. May the Lord give them the strength to recover after this terrible disaster, Itaguato, ambush, that has befallen them. Finally, my thoughts go out to the young, the sick, the elderly and newlyweds. Tomorrow, the Church celebrates the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Let us not tire of being faithful to the cross of Christ, a sign of love and salvation. And please, brothers and sisters, let us continue to pray for peace in the world, especially in tormented Ukraine, whose sufferings are ever present in our minds and hearts. And to all of you my blessing. Summary of the Holy Father's words. Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing catechesis on apostolic zeal, We have been reflecting on the spread of the gospel through the witness of men and women of every time and place. Today we turn to Latin America and the example of Blessed José Gregorio Hernández. Born in Venezuela in 1864, José Gregorio was unable to pursue studies for the priesthood for reasons of health. Accepting this as God's will, he studied medicine and devoted his life to the care of those in need. Because of his deep devotion to Christ, expressed in charitable service to the least of our brothers and sisters, he became known as the Doctor of the Poor. His apostolic zeal was born of a personal experience of God's mercy and daily union with the Lord in Holy Mass and personal prayer. At the outbreak of the First World War, he offered himself as a sacrificial victim in union with Christ, interceding for the dawn of peace, and died shortly after learning of the end of the war. The life of Blessed José Gregorio Hernández can inspire us, in the concrete circumstances of our own lives, to draw closer to the Lord in prayer, to serve him in the poor, and to work for the spread of his gospel and the growth of his kingdom of holiness, justice and peace.